you had a chair.
Yeah, maybe. You get this from there. I think over there. I just want to start off with this song, because I think this song signifies. Morty, am I putting this in? I think this song signifies. I mean, it's not so much the song, but it's the words to the song. It's the song, the niggin as well, that we actually sang on the Ni'ilah, before we started Ni'ilah, and I feel that that's what we're doing right now as we're here. And the words are, Ki karoi ve'lecha. Thank you, Mort. Ki karoi ve'lecha hadavar ma'oid. It's a pasuk in Dvarim that says that Hashem, ki karoi ve'lecha, that it's close to you. Ki karoi ve'lecha hadavar ma'oid. It's close, tshuva, Torah, it's close to each and every one of us. Ki karoi ve'lecha hadavar ma'oid, it's very close to each and every one of us, as the pasuk says, lo bashamayim hi. You think that to be who you want to be, you have to go travel, you have to go get on a plane and travel. Lo me'ever layam, you think you have to go all the way across the ocean to get to where you want to get to. No, it's not true. Ki karoi ve'lecha hadavar ma'oid. The everything that you want from yourself and from life is right within you. It's right. It's so close to us. So as we're going to finish the Mesil Sisharim together, and we'll start over because that's what we're going to do, I want to just daven and pray for all of us and all the Jewish people that we should be zocha to realize that we're it's so close. It's right under our nose. It's so close. It's so close to us. We don't have to travel as far as we think we have to travel, right? Everyone talks about being you. So being you is just being you. That's what's so crazy. It's like you don't even have to do anything to be you. It's like we try so hard just to be us. It's like so funny. But that's how it's feel as this entire Sefer, I could say for myself, has helped me be me. It's helped me be honest with myself, which is sometimes very hard. It's hard to be honest with yourself and to realize that I'm not holding here, and I'm not holding here, and maybe I'm holding here, maybe I'm holding there. Just to realize that we're okay, we're good, we're close, we're close, we're closer to ourselves than we think we are. So Avi, we ready?
Yeah.
Koch. Yeah, now let's record. We got to record for the last year.
Just recording. Keep it.
Just keep it. No, because we got to send out the last one.
All the ones.
I don't know if everyone's going to... It is what it is, you're saying.
Yeah.
But someone might just want to do the last...
I'll put in the timing. I'll say from here to here, we're doing the last.
Okay, good. Okay, here we go. Let's finish off. What page are we in the art scroll? Page 5.
15.
515 in the art scroll. I think we should just do a different one.
Okay? One long one and one short one.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep that playing if you want. Because then I'm going to do a whole thing also afterwards. Okay, we begin. 10 minutes. We are at the kever of the Ramchal on his yard site. We are here with the shir, with many of us. So anyone who's listening, we are recording the end, the siyum of this cycle on the yard site of the Ramchal. So I'm going to try and keep it to 10 minutes till we get to the end. And then we might do a little, we're definitely going to do a little bit more. We're going to start over as well from the beginning. And we are up to page 515 in the art scroll, the Omnam. Now we're in Kedusha right now, the Midah of Kedusha. Want to get a chair? You're good.
Hold these stuff.
We're in Kedusha. Have you been here for the whole time?
Yeah.
Every year?
By your left side, maybe.
Unbelievable. Okay, so let's go. So, you mind?
Yeah, I'd wear it.
Okay, so like this. Here we go. And for those who are being Messiahim, anyone who knows anything about the Mesil Yesharim, so I know who here is being Messiahim, Rabbi Veron, you are, Rav Zev, Achi, who else is being Messiahim? Finishing, Aviel. Shua is being Messiahim also, even though he's not raising his hand. I know you are. So, Mazel Tov, you're finishing now? Your neshama? Okay. Mazel Tov to your neshama. Beautiful. And I look forward, one of the beautiful concepts of the Mesil Yesharim is that you're never Messiahim, right? Because that's exactly what he says in the beginning, as we're going to see in a second, where you're always, it's Leman Yilmad Li Yiras Hashem. We're always learning how to be Yarei Shemayim. We're always learning how to be Oave Hashem, Oave His people, Oave the Torah. We're always learning. Yaakov, ata mevin, zepseder, zebagrit, zepseder. Okay, here we go. Omnam. So we're talking about Kedusha. The Midah of Kedusha, he's explaining. Zebiyai sichlai v'daitai kivuyim tamid b'gdulasa. You have it? B'gdulasa yizbarach v'ramusa v'gdushasai. So what that means is that a person's brain is thinking about Hashem. One of the things he says in Kedusha, remember this is the 26th perek, is that he says that you can reach the level of a malach, right? He's going to say even higher in a certain way. That why? Because we're bnei adam, we're physical, right? We're physical, and we could reach a level when you think about Hashem and you contemplate Hashem. All we could do is try. If you're trying to connect to Hashem by yourself connecting to Hashem, it's not going to happen. It's not possible. We're physical. But what do? We try. If you try to connect to Hashem, that's all we can do. Obviously, you learned the Sefer, he's saying. You learned the Sefer. You take it one step at a time. And bezos yavo ela kodesh v'yatzliach. You hear this? He says that this is how you're going to do it. You think you're accomplishing it? You can't accomplish it. But what you could do is, as he says in the beginning of the perek, you do your thing. In the beginning, it's established. Sofo matana. It's a matana from Hashem. You keep on trying, you will get there. Shari imari shernes chasers men ari ukfar kizar ubal mum. Meaning when people skip levels, then you become like a stranger and you become blemished. Because you're trying to reach a place that you're not there yet. That's probably the biggest problem that people have, is we try and skip levels. Shenemar boy vizar lo yikrav. A stranger, don't try this if you're a stranger. He says, but if you went through the Sefer, and you went, im yar beludavik betogav hava oitzam ayira bahaskolas kudoyz baruch, lo oitzam ozo yafrid azmi no chomer ma'at ma'at. Little by little, right? You know, little by little, madrega achar madrega. You learn Mesil Sharm once, you learn it another time, you learn it a third time, you learn a fourth time, a fifth time, sixth time. You learn it 20 times, 30 times. It's like that in everything in life. A little bit, a little bit, a little bit. That's what he says. People think. I remember my father-in-law told me, Rabbi Brazil told me, the shame, Rabbi Freifeld from the Ribnitzer Rebbe. He says, how do you become a tzaddik? People think you become a tzaddik and you make a choice to be a tzaddik. He says, that's not how you become a tzaddik. The Ribnitzer Rebbe says, how do you think, Rabbi Freifeld said, how do you think the Ribnitzer Rebbe became the Ribnitzer Rebbe? He didn't make a decision one time, I'm going to be a tzaddik. What happened is, every little thing that he does, he tries to make the decision that's the right decision. And when you keep on making the right decision over and over and over and over, you keep on being medabek, your seichel, over and over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emuna, then you end up becoming who you become. Achiyara love, ubechot rodo v'chava love al matzuni is tabgus amiti, achiyara of ruch mimarim v'yashkin abaris baruch eshmoa love. Hashem will come to you. You don't have to go to him. You try and you try and you try, suddenly Hashem will appear to you. V'oz, he has, yeah, listen to the words he says, kemalach Hashem mamish. You literally become, as any of those, I met a Yid in over Pesach, who was by the Satmar Rebbe, and he said, mamish, I've heard this from many people who saw the Satmar Rebbe, he said, he mamish, literally looking at like him, was like looking at an angel, whatever that means. Seeing a person who's mamish, davik to Hashem, he's connected to Hashem, and it's not like in one shot. Oh, now I got inspired by the Ramchal, now I'm going to be connected to Hashem. No, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes patience. V'yashkin abar yisrael love k'mosha yisrael chol kadosh v'oz yakamal Hashem v'chol ma'isav afilu ha'shvalim v'gashvim k'karbonis v'avoydis. You hear? And even his physical things that he does, he drinks, he eats, he puts on his clothing, he goes to sleep, he then automatically, it doesn't happen, it's not a decision that you make when you're inspired. It's over time, you become a very holy person. V'hin charoya, here we go guys. Shederach k'niyas hazoy samida. How do I acquire this? They rove a prisha vayin atzum besitzer hashkacha yoinim asporti abriv yediyas ramusu baruch utilasov. The way to get here, how many minutes are we? Is through 6 minutes. We're 6 minutes, 50 seconds. How do you get this? You get this through thinking about Hashem, pulling away from Gashmias, realizing everything is from Hashem, thinking about all the praising Hashem. Why? What do? While I'm in this world, I say a bracha. While I'm in this world, I say this is hashkacha. It's supposed to be this way. I live in a world and I bring Hashem in this world. I bring Hashem down into my world. As the Kutzker Rebbe says, where is Hashem? Hashem is where you let him in. That's where he is. You want to let Hashem in there? He'll be there. As the Kohen is doing his avoda, he is thinking about Hashem. He's already connected to Hashem. Without this, you will not reach it. That's what he says. You need to focus on it. You need to work on not being so physical. You got to think about Hashem. You got to bring Hashem into your life. Otherwise, he says, you'll be like a regular person. Vine, here we go. Masha oizel asagazos, who has voided us for a preacher of Rabbah. This I mentioned on the bus. You got to spend time alone. You got to spend time. Lehispodeid means, hispodeidus means, melushin levad. You got to be alone and spend time alone without your phone, without distractions, and think about life. Why? Because then you can connect. You can't connect when you have all of these distractions. Mafsidi amida him chesronei di amitis roiva chevra im b'nei adam. You hear this? We got a new underline. I don't know why I didn't underline this. Where does a person get a lack of connection to Hashem? When you're busy hanging around people. You need people to satisfy you. You need people to be hanging around with. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have friends. It just means chevra, you're not chevra. Exactly. Ki achamrius moites minoi. Because, right, misery finds, right, what is it? Misery loves company, right? Negative people always, for some reason, can find negative people. You want to complain? You'll find other complainers. You want to be like everybody else? Don't follow the crowd because the crowd is lost. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have friends. But it just means you have to learn to be able to stand alone. And you're trapped. You will never get out. You will never, ever get out. Ach, you hear what he says? But then you detach yourself and you're alone. Most people, I said this by your thing, Yishar Levado. Most people are too afraid to stand alone. They're too afraid. That's what he says. When you do this, you're alone. Now that I'm alone, now I can decide what I want to do and I can connect to Hashem. But until you do that, you're going to be distracted by other people. You want to get there? Says the Ramchal, you will get there. You will get there. Ata tagia. Ata rotze liot shama. Ata tagia. Ubeezer aloiki. Hashem will help there. Will help you. Asher yuta loy tiskaber nashu benuzavu zakuv nuzavu kuzavu. You will accomplish it. Umisham yalo ma'ilakvo yosef you are ruach hakodesh. Then you'll get to ruach hakodesh. It's unbelievable. Ramchal says, if you follow my lead, I'll get you all the way there. Could you imagine who the Ramchal was? Sitting on his yard site, Mamash, could you imagine a person, you know how old he was when he died? 38, 39 years old. Then you'll be able to be Mechaim Esim. What's the pshat that people go to the tzaddikim and the tzaddikim give a bracha and the person lives for another 10 years? The person lives. Why? Because they have this. They did it. It's not a trick. It's not the Baba Sali. It wasn't in the Arak. It was in his Avoida every day. It was in his Avoida every day. Why? Because you're connected to Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim. You're connected to life. You could then give life. You hear this? It says, when you're Davik to Hashem, you can draw, when you're connected to Hashem, you could share that life with other people. You have the power to give life. You could give life to somebody else. You mamash give chias to another person. Literal life. You could breathe life into another person. Like he says, and now we end with a letter that the Ramchal writes to each and every one of us. Here goes, Va'ata, now, you, sorry, Va'ata you, Koyre Noim, my sweet reader. Listen to what he says. Yadati, I know, Shekamoini Teda. He says there's more to say, but I stopped over here. There's no end to the work that we spoke about. Aval Amarti Ktas. Were we up to 12 minutes? Do we start a new one for this or keep on going? He says, I just began. That's why we could do this however many times we do this. I've taught this, Baruch Hashem, I've been zocher to teach this at least 20, 30 times. I don't even know how many times. I've been zocher to do this, and every time it gets better and better and sweeter. You know why? Because there's more to learn. And I learn more about myself. I learn more about my life. I learn more about what the Ramchal says. Yal kol kiyotu zenemar, yishma chacham v'yosef lekach, v'navo in tachbulas yikneh. How many svarim, how many people were mefarish the Mesil Sisharim, Baba Latire, the Sinai Sai, Hashem Yitin Chachma, he says it again. If you want to get there, you will get there. Hashem will help you. The Piv Dasu Svuna, Lahaisher Ishish as Darko Lifnei Boro, in front of your Creator, in front of Hashem created this world, and He created us, and we have a responsibility to ourselves and to Hashem, which is one and the same. Because Hashem gave us your neshama that He gave to you to live your life. And to, He gave it to you. He gave you your neshama. It doesn't belong to anyone else. I mean, Hashem gave it to you. So it belongs to Him. It doesn't belong to your parents. It doesn't belong to your rebbeim. It doesn't belong to your friends. It belongs to you. He gave it to you to come down on this planet to do something with that and to learn how to fulfill the mission that God put us on. Is that Pashut? He called Adam, Lefi Omnus Hashem Yadav, Yesek Joisek, Kain Tzarek Le'ashar V'Docham. You hear this? He says, no matter what your job is going to be, according to your job, you will need a direction. You'll need a direction. The guy who's in business needs a different direction than the guy who's a medical doctor. The guy who's in yeshiva, who's a Rebbe in yeshiva. The guy who's doing this, whatever you're going to do. The guy who's going to camp has a different thing than the guy who's working in upstate New York. The guy who's going to this thing needs something different. The guy who's in this year, the guy who's 20 versus the guy who's 40 versus the guy, everybody needs something different. And this is what he says. A guy who's working all day has a different responsibility than a guy who's learning all day. A guy who is doing this, everyone has a different derech. According to who you are. First, you got to figure out, who are you? What madrega are you on? Are you on the madrega to be fasting Monday on Thursday? Are you on the madrega to be learning 5 minutes a day? Are you on the madrega to be learning 5 hours a day? Are you on the madrega to be learning 15 hours a day? Are you on the madrega to do what? Where are you holding? That's what he says. Not because things change by Hashem, but we're different. Hashem wants b'chol drachecha de'ehu. For that guy, that's why you can never judge somebody. Because that guy, his relationship with Hashem might just be to say Abba. It might just be to so Abba. And this guy, it might be to stop talking Lashon Hara. This guy might be, he's got to be nicer to his wife. This guy might be, he struggles with his desires. This guy might be, he's got massive anxiety. This guy might be, all of the above. He's got all of it. This guy might be, he's got to detach from this relationship. This guy's got to be closer to his parents. This guy's got to be further from his parents. I don't know. And listen to what he says, one of my favorite lines in the entire Sefer. He says, Hoyol v'inein olasis namashish nachas ruach li'ezerbay. Why are you doing what you're doing? What is it that you're doing? You're doing what you're doing for to bring a pleasant smell to Hashem, to bring nachas to Hashem. Right? You're bringing nachas to Hashem is by doing what? You have to ask yourself, how am I bringing nachas ruach? When you're nice to someone, when you smile at someone, when you're good to somebody, when you take care of somebody, when you learn Torah, when you say Tehillim, when you get up for Shacharis, when you're Shomer Yerinayim, when you learn Musar, when you learn whatever Chassidus, when you show up to Shir, when you do whatever you do. Ukfar Yachol, here it is, this is the line. I didn't say it, the Ramchal said it. Ukfar Yachol liyos Chassid Gamar, right? Now we're not talking about a Chusid, we're talking about a Chassid. Just remember, we're not talking about being Chassidish. That has nothing to do with this. Like I said, itches. I see I'm saying it the last year also, itching. Not everybody's going to be a chusid and a chassid. Right? Yeah, itches. Yeah. Okay. I think we're going to, for sure. And the Rebbe, he's a Rebbe, right? Not a chusid. He's a Rebbe. The Rebbe is different than a chusid. Why? The chassid, exactly. So look what he says. Ukfar yachol liyos chassid gamar. Listen to this. You work for a living, you're a plumber, and we love plumbers. You can have a guy who learns all day, and you can have a guy who works all day. And they're equal in their level of their relationship with Hashem. That's what he says. I didn't say it. He says it. Everyone gets nervous. Is that really what it means? I don't know. That's what he says. So all the triggers we'll deal with later. But these are the words that he says. He says, Yachol liyos chassid gamor ish shem ibnei tzarko hu baal melacha p'chusa. He's got to go work, right? The Ramchal, I think, when he left, and he was a diamond cutter. So he worked. The Ramchal worked. He worked. I guarantee you his working, his diamond cutting, was he was a chassid gummer. He was doing the same avoida as the person who is learning Yoimim Valaila. Because why are you learning Yoimim Valaila? L'asayis, what does it say? What is the song everyone sings? Ashrei misha amolai b'toira. But they forget, what are the next words? Oy senachas ruach li yoitzro. Are you bringing nachas ruach to Hashem, or are you bringing nachas ruach for your ego? The cost of kol pol Hashem lamneu v'aymer chodrecha dehu hu yasher chasecha Hashem. The bottom line is, Hashem, I want in everything that I do, right? When you come home to your wife, you say Hashem. You don't tell this to your wife. When you come home to your wife, you say Hashem, this is also to bring nachas ruach to you. Right? You don't tell your wife, I'm being nice to you to bring nachas ruach to Hashem. Maybe when you get to a high madrega, you could do that because that's what your wife wants. But when you're a regular guy, I'm not on the level yet to just, you know, to say to my wife, you know, I'm loving you because Hashem told me to love you. I'm trying to love my wife to love my wife. Obviously, I want to get to the madrega that it's all, right? I think they say that story with Shlomo Zalman, when the tzaddikim used to come in before, and he says, oh, I'm coming in for the shechina to fix my tie before I come home at night to come in. So what somebody said over the story, he says, he's coming to fix his tie so he looks good for his wife. You know, so anyway, but the point is, Hashem will take care of you. He will help you. You search out Hashem. That's it. Hashem, why are we sitting here? What are we doing here? Why did everybody come on this trip? We came on this trip because we're trying to connect to ourselves. We're trying to connect to Hashem. We're trying to be better people. We're trying to grow. We're trying to be able, Hashem will help us. That's all we got to do. We got to just do what we got to do. Hu yisbarach shmai, here it is. Berachmav, yepakach einenu b'tayrasai. He's going to open our eyes with his Torah, or through his Torah. Yoyreinu drachav, he's going to teach us his ways. Yoylichenu barchosav, we're going to go in his ways. Benizke latet kavod l'shmo, we're going to be able to give honor to his name. V'lasus nachas ruach lefanav. Could you imagine just living your life just for Hashem? Hashem, I'm here for you. You created me. You made me. I want everything that I do just to be Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. Let them be Mevaza me. Let people be Mevaza. That's what the tzaddikim, they didn't care. The Ramchal was chased. The Ramchal was put in Cherem. The Ramchal was excommunicated. They thought he was crazy. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do my thing. Leman Hashem for you. Yehi Chvod Hashem La'olam. Let the honor of Hashem be forever and ever. Yismach Hashem b'masav. Let Hashem be happy with us. Yismach Yisrael b'osav. Let us be happy with Hashem. B'nei Tzion, those the sons of Zion, Yagilu b'malkam. We will rejoice with our Melech. We will rejoice. We will rejoice with Hashem. Hashem rejoices for us, from us, to us, for us. We need Hashem. Hashem needs us. What a beautiful relationship. Amen. 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 Omar HaMechaber says the Mesil Zisharim, HaChibur Hazeh, Loi Chibartiv, L'lameh Livnei Ha'adam Es Asher Lo Yado. He says, we'll just do a few lines, and then we'll do a, oh, we didn't bring any schnapps. Anybody have some schnapps? El Askir Mes Yadulem Kvar, Mufurzam Zerpirsum Gadol. Says the Halakha Mesil Zisharim, nothing that I'm going to say is new. Nothing that I'm going to say, I'm not here to teach anybody something that they don't know. I'm just reminding them of something that they already know. We already know the truth. Nobody's going to argue. The more something is obvious, the more we forget it. What a great line. The more something is obvious, the more we forget it. Who do we forget to say I love you to the most? The people who are closest to us. Who are the people we don't spend the most time with? The people who are closest. We all know we're going to die. Everybody here knows for a fact that we are going to die. Everybody knows that. We all know we're going to die eventually. Everybody knows we're going to die. And the older you get, the more closer you get to death. To death. So why do we not take advantage? Because that's what he's saying. Because even though you know it, you push it away from your brain. Anyone who says I learned and I finished Mesil Zisharim didn't learn the Akdama. I'm finishing off with this. I can't believe we're finishing it here. Mamish, we just finished the Sefer. We're doing it again.
Finished.
Havalah to Ellis. We finished. Ah, very good. I want to tell you,
just getting started.
It's going to help, correct, when you go over it again and you're consistent. Because it reminds us of things that we forget. That's why we talk, that's why we still call the afternoon shir Mesilas Yesharim shir. You know why? Because it just reminds us about life. It reminds us we don't want to speak Lashon Hara. I want to be an Erlich Yid. I want to be connected to Hashem. Hashem loves me. I love Hashem. I struggle. Struggles are good. Struggles are okay. Patience. All the things we can say. Yasim alibay chayvasai asher hu misalim mimeno. One of the scariest lines the Holy Ramchal says is that it puts in front of us our obligation and our responsibility that we want to run away from and we want to escape. That's why Olam is Malashon Helam, which means that this world wants to distract us from this moment in time that we're sitting here. Take time. That's all I could say. We're going to end off, unless you could pause. It's fine. I guess keep on going. We're here in the yard side of the Ramchal. We didn't bring notebooks for everybody. I'm telling you, I'm suggesting to everybody here, we're going to be here, let's say, for another half hour, 40 minutes. I'm giving a suggestion, maybe at the end, I want to do, for anyone who's interested, we'll talk. I do a usual over here. I do a quick, it usually takes about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Maybe we'll record it also. I do the main points from every parak. So we'll do a quick, basic chazar of the entire Sefer. I'll be willing to do that maybe in about a half hour, 40 minutes. I beg everybody. The reason I'm begging you is because I'm telling you, it's like me telling you I can give you $1 million. I'm begging you, spend time yourself. Go in the corner for 15 minutes. Be mispoided. Talk to Hashem. Talk to Hashem. I've sat here many times for many years. I was telling Rabbi Varon, I'll say this story out loud. I came here for the first time on my yard site that I finished it together with my shir, and I was a Rebbe in Shar Yashiv, and I walked up. Some of the Chevra who was here remembers. I mamish walked up, and I've changed, and we finished the Sefer just like I'm doing right now with everybody here. I'm telling you, I'm promising you, not because I'm anyone who can give blessings. I'm telling you, I've changed my life today. I've changed my life coming up here and looking out over there and spending time and begging Hashem, saying, Hashem, help me in this area. Help me in that area. Help me in this area. Help me in that area. I promise you He will deliver. I promise you. It's not I promise you. The Ramchal says it. Hashem will help you. He'll help you get to wherever you have to get. I want to wish a massive, beautiful mazel tov to all of us. We should be zeichel, have a shtickle tanz avi together, a little simen tov, a mazel tov, or whatever you want to play avi, whatever comes. Mazel tov. We should be zeichel, each and every one of us, not just to learn the Mesilas Yesharim, but to live the Mesilas Yesharim. Hashem, all we want to do, Hashem, I know for a fact that all we want to do in this crazy wacko Meshuggah Welt. It's a crazy wacko Meshuggah Welt. We just need your help to guide us. That's all we need. We need you to guide us how to live Erlich, how to live like an Erlich, a Jew, how to live like a Pashni Yid, how to live Bahalacha, in Chasidus, in Zrizus, in Zahirus. Hashem, we just need your help because we don't know what to do. We need you to help us and to guide us. Hayreini Hashem Darkecha. Hashem, give us, all of us and the Jewish people, what's going on in Klal Yisrael. What's going on in Klal Yisrael? It's confusing. It's so confusing. And we need you, Hashem, to help us, to direct us, to hold our hand, and to carry us, to hug us, to lead us in the derech, because we all want to just go in the derech hayasher. We all want to go in the mesilas hayasher. That's what mesilas hayasher means, in the derech. We all want to go in the right path. We just don't always know how. So please help me, help us, help all the Jewish people. Mazel tov for many more. I want to give a special, special mazel tov to
to Reb Zev HaTzadik, who sat every mamish, who sat, Reb Zev would sit and he would say, he would be able to point to the place. Which year is this? Your second year doing this? Third year?
Sixth
year going through this with me? Unbelievable. 6 years we've gone through this. And not just go through it. Reb Zev, make sure that he's there with a spot every day. And Reb Zev, give us a bracha. Give me a bracha, Reb Zev. No, what's the bracha? Amen, Reb Zev. Amen. Tzamen.
Everyone should have. With everyone.
Amen. Together. And all Yeshuas for you, for your families, for Klal Yisrael. Ashreinu. Ashrei mi shagada, Ashrei mi shama lodar, Ashrei mi shama lodar, Ashrei mi shama lodar.
Long one. No one knows this one.